The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Now, most of you will clearly remember a time up until very recently when Good Friday was one of the few days in the Irish calendar when pubs and off-licences were closed for business. But while the lifting of that ban was probably more of social significance than anything else, what about our drinking habits on all the other Fridays throughout the year? Recent surveys point towards a new generation of younger workers who are far less inclined to beat a path to the pub at the end of the working week than their predecessors. Psychotherapist and burnout consultant Siobhan Murray has been reflecting on this subtle shift that seems to be taking place in our attitude towards boozy lunches and tea time tipples.
Will we go for just the one? Sure, we've made it to Wednesday, we might as well. And of course, sure, it'd be rude not to. The long ago words heard and spoken by many as the clock gets closer to 5:30 p.m. in offices across the world. Words spoken not just on a Friday evening, but on any given workday. There was even a term for it in Australia and New Zealand. The 6 o'clock swill.
With a 6 o'clock swill.
Where thirsty office workers would rush to hotel bars at 5 p.m. to down a few, or one too many, before the mandatory closing at 6 p.m. put an end to the revelry.
It was a 6 o'clock swill those days. You know, you gulp a door down and go home, and I stumbled home many times, you know.
The 1990s and 2000s saw an increase in drinking, not just in Ireland, but many other countries, where after-work drinking became the norm. The bottle of Blue Nun wasn't our only option anymore. In high-pressured roles, alcohol had become the staple of celebrations, commiserations, perceived stress relief, and the, sure, why not? The Generation Xers didn't think about their health. Companies didn't pay too much heed to their bottom line. Sure, wasn't it only a bit of crack? But was that all it was? A bit of crack? The more sinister side of regular or habitual drinking is not so much fun. The hard reality tells a different story. Not just our physical health is impacted. Regular alcohol consumption impacts our brain, our memory recall, the reduction of our happy hormones like dopamine and serotonin, and the potential for increased mental ill health. Not to mind the impaired decision-making, like when the quiet person in the office declares their undying love for the boss over a Bloody Mary. But the tide has turned. The sober curious are getting more curious. The non-alcoholic drinks are aplenty and have become the fashion accessory that once was a glass of vino. Gone are the excuses. I'm on antibiotics. Or I'm driving. Replaced proudly by saying, I don't drink. Or I decided I didn't like how it made me feel. Words we never would have uttered for fear of ridicule. The after-work drinking culture is not what it used to be. Some will say it was the COVID years which pulled the plug on it. Others will allude to rising costs.
Irish cost of living is now the highest in the EU.
And yes, these factors played a part. But the true instigators of the extinction of after-work drinking are the younger generation of employees. The millennials and Gen Zs, who have ripped up our relaxed, ad hoc drinking habits and replaced it with their health consciousness,
namaste,
love of experiences, social connections, and dare I say, a level of sense. They identify with celebrities like actress Zendaya.
I'm Zendaya.
Who stopped drinking when she turned 21. Singer Demi Lovato.
Daddy, please forgive me for the drinks spilled on the floor.
The Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe. The ever handsome Bradley Cooper.
Stop drinking, yeah.
And even Ariana Grande ditched the drink. So it seems sipping a virgin cocktail is not a sign you're pregnant, but a sign you're comfortable with being sober curious. Prioritizing your health is a thing of beauty, and the after-work culture is just not what it used to be. And that's probably a good thing.
Siobhan Murray there, and thanks to Sarah Miller for sound design on that piece.